Picture Daniel Lebetsky in 2003, exhausted from yet another business trip, rummaging through airport convenience stores for something, anything, both healthy and edible. The choices were dismal. Chalky protein bars masquerading as food, or candy bars pretending to be nutrition. In that moment of frustration, an idea crystallized. What if you could create a snack that didn't ask you to choose between health and taste? What if the ingredients were so good you'd want to see them through the wrapper? This simple insight would birth Kind, a company that has now sold over a billion bars and sparked something far bigger than a successful business, a genuine movement challenging how we think about food, profit, and kindness itself. The journey from that airport epiphany to Oprah's favorite things list wasn't just about building a snack company. It was about proving that refusing to accept false choices could transform an entire industry. Being the son of a Holocaust survivor marked Lebetsky in ways that never fully healed. His father, Roman, survived because of kindness. A porter who had been treated with respect by his grandfather spared their family during the Nazi occupation, saying simply, "I don't want you to die because you are a good man." That single act of compassion in the midst of genocide shaped everything Lebetsky would later build, infusing his business philosophy with a profound understanding that kindness isn't weakness, it's survival. We're conditioned to accept false binaries: career or family, profit or purpose, healthy or delicious. Lebetsky built his career demolishing these through and thinking, the belief that incompatible goals can coexist through creative problem solving. When competitors used cheap nut pastes, Kind insisted on whole nuts despite manufacturing nightmares and higher costs. When others hid ingredients, Kind chose transparent wrappers requiring specialized technology. These weren't product decisions. They were philosophical statements, transforming limitations into opportunities. This authenticity permeated everything. Kind avoided stylized product images, used straightforward names, and refused trend chasing like Greek yogurt-flavored coatings with no actual yogurt. When they made a labeling error, a consumer alerted them and they immediately corrected it. No cover-up, no excuses. That relationship with customers can't be manufactured through marketing. It's earned through consistent honesty, even when honesty costs more. Fresh out of Stanford Law School in 1993, Lebetsky turned down prestigious offers from Sullivan & Cromwell and McKinsey to pursue something unconventional, bringing together Israelis, Palestinians, and other Middle Eastern peoples through economic cooperation. His first company, Peaceworks, operated from his apartment building's basement, where he'd slide product boxes downstairs on recycled planks. He spent 12-hour days going door to door, selling sun-dried tomato spreads, while terrorist bombings in Tel Aviv made him question whether his work mattered. Those brutal early years taught him a defining lesson. Social mission provides purpose and perseverance, but should never replace product excellence. With Peaceworks, he emphasized the peace-building story too heavily, asking consumers to buy the mission rather than the product. By the time he launched Kind, he'd learned to flip the equation, lead with health benefits and taste, let the social impact follow naturally. When his father died in January 2003, Lebetsky was scheduled to speak about One Voice to 500 people. Despite paralyzing grief, he proceeded. For the next couple of years, he split time between the Middle East, California, and Texas, launching One Voice while his company barely survived. During this period of profound loss, the name Kind resonated most deeply, embodying not just a product promise, but his father's essence. Introducing a new product category meant convincing store buyers that consumers needed something they didn't know existed. Lebetsky struggled for years to explain what Kind bars were. Energy bars suggested chemicals, snack bars seemed too indulgent. This identity crisis unfolded while he frequently deferred his modest $24,000 salary to make payroll. His early sales attempts were comically inexperienced, walking every Manhattan Avenue with samples, refusing to leave stores without orders, then delivering shipments himself in his battered Cougar with a duct-taped trunk. The entrepreneurial journey demands a peculiar two-stage mentality. Ruthlessly question your idea to avoid wasting resources, then transform into an unshakable evangelist who refuses to quit. Key team members left because they couldn't see Kind's potential. A talented saleswoman quit over slow launches. Several brokers pressed for faster expansion. Their departures stung, but Lubetzky believed deeply in disciplined focus over opportunistic expansion. Was he being appropriately cautious or missing opportunities through stubborn tunnel vision? The answer would only become clear through discipline learned from previous mistakes. Lack of brand discipline nearly killed Pieceworks. After modest success with sun-dried tomato spread, industry experts pushed a seductive mantra: more products mean more shelf space and sales. They expanded rapidly into basil pesto, olive spreads, Mediterranean flavors, then rushed into Indonesia, Sri Lanka, and Mexico, insane scope for their 5-person operation. The problem? They were chasing shelf space rather than serving customers. By the time Lubetzky launched Kind, these painful lessons had crystallized into ironclad discipline. Instead of desperately selling to every store, they strategically invested in leading health food chains like Whole Foods, where adventurous shoppers might try hundreds of bars daily. They expanded in concentric circles, first upscale supermarkets, then regional powerhouses, then selectively within national chains. Crucially, they paused to support each partnership before reaching for the next. This disciplined approach required saying no constantly to eager brokers, impatient investors, their own ambitions. Every decision was filtered through one question: does this serve our customers better, or are we just chasing growth for growth's sake? This personal history infuses everything Kind does, from hashtag Kind Awesome cards celebrating acts of kindness to Kind causes supporting community initiatives. When their Black Card program failed to reach its threshold in June 2011, Lubetzky sent an email titled, "We Failed, Radical Accountability That Strengthened Trust." The next month drew over 30,000 participants instead of the required 1,200. Kind gives stock options to all full-time team members, creating direct economic stakes and a culture where everyone thinks like an entrepreneur. When Kind chose clear packaging, the industry thought they were crazy. Opaque foil was cheaper and hid imperfections. But this decision reflected a philosophy of authenticity that couldn't be compromised, mirroring the transparency in their relationships and honesty defining their entire approach to business. By 2014, Kind had sold over 1 billion bars, but Lubetzky envisioned something beyond a successful snack company. A movement where millions felt genuine ownership, inspiring daily acts of kindness. This required a culture where everyone was emotionally and philosophically invested, not just financially. After thorough research, he rejected an IPO, refusing quarterly distractions and Wall Street's short-term pressures. Instead, they found alternative ways to create liquidity while maintaining independence. The result? A company proving profit and purpose aren't opposing forces, but complementary ones, the ultimate expression of and thinking. Kind became living proof that businesses can be engines of positive change without sacrificing excellence, that transparency can be a competitive advantage, and that kindness can be the foundation of something extraordinarily powerful.